Hello, everybody. Let me get started by posing a question to our learners. Have you ever wondered why some organisations perform better than others do in the same industry? There could be several reasons, but a strong factor influencing their performance is strategy. Some organisations develop and articulate detailed formal strategic plans. A few others don't formally plan, but rather rely upon management decisions and actions of the organisations. These decisions and actions then formulate their strategies and become identifiable by the organisation. In any case, the main takeaway is that every organisation has strategies. It is due to these strategies that some organisations perform and some underperform. Strategic management is a process through which organisations analyse and learn from their internal and external environments, establish strategic direction, create strategies that are intended to move the organisation in that direction, and implement those strategies. The origin of the traditional view of strategy is from economics, consulting firms, and other business disciplines. The firm as a whole is viewed as a single economic entity. To formulate strategy, situation analysis of internal and external environments is done. The competitive advantage is achieved by adapting the organisation to its environment and taking advantage of strengths and opportunities, along with overcoming weaknesses and threats. Now, let us have an overview of the traditional strategic management process. The analysis of a situation can be further broken down into three steps. Strategic direction helps the organisation in determining mission and goals. It is important to formulate strategy based on the strengths in order to overcome weakness and threats.